When Mel Martinez announced earlier this month that he would not run for re-election in 2010, Republicans from Bill McCollum to Ginny Brown Waite to Marco Rubio were said to be interested in running for the GOP nomination. But then after former Governor Jeb Bush said he might be interested in the seat, any talk of other Republicans in the race went quiet. If Bush decides to run, he might not face any opposition in the primary. But would he be unbeatable against any Democrat in the race? Aubrey Jewett is a professor of political science at the University of Central Florida.
Well, I think if Jeb Bush does announce that he's getting in the race, he will become the favorite. But that doesn't mean that he's an automatic shoe-in for a winner. We did just see Florida vote in a statewide election for a black presidential candidate from a northern state, you know, something that we've never done before here in Florida. We saw a huge surge in Democratic registration and turnout. So clearly the Democrats would still have a shot, but it would somewhat depend on who got in the race. And, of course, it would somewhat depend on how aggressively they could attack that Jeb Bush record over 8 years.
Although there are plenty of talented Democrats in the state who could run for Senate, or governor for that matter, in 2010, all eyes are on the Democrat who has already won statewide, Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink. She has said she's eyeing a Senate run but will make a decision later. Tampa area Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor says she has no interest in running for the seat. But she says that there are many issues that Democrats can use against Bush if he does run.
I think about education policy, how we have not made progress during the Jeb Bush years. To the contrary, his efforts, I think, were harmful to the public schools, and he never had a commitment to higher ed in our colleges and universities. Growth management, I laid a lot of the blame of our insurance crisis at his feet as well, because he was such a pro-development, pro-growth governor, and I believe that growth management is an important piece when you're talking about property insurance. So I think he will have a very difficult time convincing Floridians that he should represent them in Washington.
In the past, Jeb Bush has said he wasn't interested in the Senate because he prefers being an executive over being one of 100 in a legislative body. But a Florida Republican strategist, Brent Doster, told the Tampa Tribune on Friday that he believes Bush is inclined to actually commit to a candidacy in 2010. Ron Book is a government lobbyist based in South Florida. He acknowledges Bush's tremendous standing throughout the state, but says he is polarizing.
He clearly is a different Republican than the governor is, and I think that his appeal to the right and the left are different, and I think that all of those issues are issues that are different in a national-type U.S. Senate campaign than they are in a governor's race.
Right.
And I think, you know, how those issues shake out, again, to some extent will depend on what happens in the first 6 months of the new administration and whether or not that carries down to other, you know, type races that are going to be out there.
Jeb Bush ran in Florida for the first time in 1994, but lost a bitter contest to Democrat Lawton Chiles for governor. University of Central Florida political science professor Aubrey Jewett says Bush learned from that campaign to appeal to Floridians 4 years later.
Well, I think there's no doubt that when Jeb Bush ran the first time and lost to Lawton Chiles, that not only was he more conservative, but he came across as sort of a harsh conservative and not necessarily inclusive. And that was one thing he fixed, as it were, when he campaigned the second time and won office, was that they came across as trying to be very inclusive, trying to explain to people why he thought conservative ideas and conservative government were good for everyone. And, of course, that seemed to work for him pretty well. So, once again, it will be a challenge for him to keep all the conservatives and Republicans on board. Well, that won't be too challenging, but it'll be a challenge for him to make sure that he gets his fair share of the moderates and a number of those conservative Democrats who often will vote Republican if it's the right Republican.
Though Bush's successor, Charlie Crist, is also a Republican, Crist has been much more moderate as a governor and actually has garnered higher approval ratings than Bush, who was popular throughout his 8 years in office. But as the state government now deals with a critical budget shortfall, some people say that Bush's record will deserve a more thorough review than has happened so far. Lori Goodhue is the executive director of Florida Chain, a healthcare advocacy group for the poor. She recently wrote a letter to the Tampa Tribune critical of an op-ed Bush penned last month in which he called Medicaid reform in Florida a success.
We want to have a good return on investment. If we are investing in this experiment, we want to make sure that people are getting healthier and that they're not being blocked access to vital health care services. And I think that's what's important, is to look at this from a healthcare consumer point of view and also a public point of view, and not from the point of view of anybody's political agenda.
Critics say that the Bush name doesn't have nearly the currency that it had prior to George W. Bush's presidency. But state Republicans say that Jeb's stature is so significant in the Sunshine State that it transcends disdain for the soon-to-be former president. Political science professor Aubrey Jewett says who the Democratic candidate is to run against a possible Bush candidacy is all-encompassing, and says that part of his or her candidacy should be based on running forward in 2010, not looking at the past.
It'll depend to some degree on how the state is doing. You know, Jeb Bush was fortunate in some ways that he served when we didn't have a big economic crisis. In fact, the economy was quite strong and tax revenues. He was able to cut tax rates but still have revenues go up almost every year he was in office. Of course, we're in a totally different ballgame now.